From Greg McGee's play Foreskin's Lament and Lloyd Jones' Book of Fame to recent TV shows Jonah and The Kick, rugby has offered rich material for Kiwi creators. The latest is about to hit the screen, drama series Head High on TV3.
Look, we know how to win, Vince. Because we know how to play. Offense and defense.
Let's play the bloody game, eh?
Let's do it.
This macho stuff, I'm over it.
Right here, right now, boys. Now, the co-creator, writer and director, Tim Worrell's in our Auckland studio. Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora, Lynn. How are you?
I'm well. What's the story you're telling in Head High? I've seen the first episode because, to quote Coach Vinny, the most beautiful, brutal high school rugby competition in the world is just part of the story.
So the story is based around whānau living in south central Auckland who are heavily involved in high school rugby. Vince, who's the father in the whānau, is the coach of the first 15. And the two boys are players in the team. And then, of course, you've got Renee, the mother of the whānau, who's a local cop, and a daughter in the whānau who's kind of struggling to find her space with all the rugby heavy stuff going on.
Well, it's just as much a story, isn't it, about family as it is about what's happening on the sports field and the family dynamics and a blended family we're talking about here. So there's an extra layer, isn't there, of potential conflict?
So we've got a blended whānau, and I think a lot of our conflict and drama crashes in via the really contested competition of high school rugby in Auckland, obviously inspired by the real world 1A competition.
Was this in any way your story or partly your story growing up? Did rugby feature large in your life?
Not until I was in my 20s, Lynn. I was a hockey player at school. I was pretty into my art and was always going to head in a creative direction. However, growing up Māori with a really strong rugby emphasis in that side of my whānau, when I moved back down to the Eastern Bay of Plenty to live and breathe my tūhoe tana, I had about a decade playing for our senior rugby team down there, Waimana, which was one of the richest experiences in my life. So the story's not inspired by my life per se, but is informed by some of that stuff in my own life. However, I do have a couple of sons who are high school rugby players. And just a little correction too, actually, Lynn. I'm not one of the creators. It really came out of a conversation between Andrew Schusterman at TV3 and Rachel Jean at South Pacific Pictures, who realised that we could do a great version of the awesome US show Friday Night Lights, but set in our own rugby high school culture, and then got me in pretty early on that.
There's some pretty meaty stuff here too, Tim, looking at real issues around teenage male violence. I mean, it starts with a big fight, but you know, between the two rival schools. And I think Vince again says, you know, talks about keeping violence on the rugby field where it belongs, which is also a bit of a worrying statement too, and channeling violence into character building competitions, to quote the principal from one of the other schools. But there are issues here around these young men.
Yeah, it's I suppose it's always it probably talks to the larger issues of the culture of rugby and how they're informed and move with our contemporary issues in our wider society. And I think for us it just presented a really great canvas on which to investigate some of those issues. How they play out for our teenagers at this time. I don't think that those issues are any more heightened than they were when I was young. They're more visible. Obviously, social media, which plays a part in our series as well, brings a lot of stuff to the fore, makes it a lot more visible. But it's, you know, it's a great dramatic conflict driven canvas that we get to create the story on.
I was thinking also about the timeliness of it, when one of the lads, he's the captain, I think it is not able to work. He's out working to make money for the family. You know, his mother's benefits been cut again. You know, there's talk of a family living in a garage. Now, these you know, the garage living is very much something that's been on our conscience as a nation over the last few years.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we wanted to do in this series is really actually honour our whānau in our urban environments who are just grinding it out year in, year out, and for whom, you know, and actually for a lot of us in Aotearoa, where our relative living standards have dropped and just actually getting by is pretty friggin' hard. And an area of opportunity for a lot of whānau is actually via the possibility of professional sports careers. So, you know, that then feeds into opportunity, which can sometimes also be exploitation. So, you know, that's another major element of our TV series.
Very telling conversation, because the other thing about the ABs, the All Blacks, is that they're seen as role models. You know, they have a responsibility in this conversation. Better people make better All Blacks. That's what they say. And then his brother says, well, it's not how they select. You know, and I've been thinking about that too.
Yeah, what have you been thinking about it, Lynn?
Oh, well, you know, but it was the whole role model thing, that better people make better All Blacks. There are a lot of responsibilities also on these often young men who suddenly find themselves heroes.
Yeah. Massively so.
Do we support them enough?
Do we support them enough, but also, you know, the how wrapped up our New Zealand psyche and self-image is still with icons like the All Blacks. And yeah, I mean, I just know for myself as a teenager or even in my early 20s, I was in no fit state or certainly not functioning in any sort of way that I would ever want to hold up as a role model. So to have these young men put on those pedestals is, you know, that's massively challenging for them. And, you know, I'm very aware and I feel for the stars of our show too. I mean, these are really beautiful young talented people who are thrust into the spotlight and are not just expected to be great with their acting craft, but are supposed to bring a whole lot of other things to the table. So it's an interesting time for anybody who has visibility. So, yeah.
I think it's a lovely kind of shout out to the families who support our young athletes, and that's very much the point here. You know, that the heart and soul, I think you describe it, of rugby in this country are the families, and often, you know, facing tough times themselves, but commit to support their children.
It's that, you know, we've also had this kind of rolling debate since the introduction of professionalism to rugby in Aotearoa of the old amateur ethos, the community based ethos, and that was very much my experience of rugby playing in Waimana, which was that it was a essential part of the glue of our community. It was generations of whānau. It was all that context versus the professional pathways that a lot of young players to actually achieve have to commit to, which is can be quite a self-orientated philosophy behind that. So, you know, we've still got that really interesting debate going on and that conflict going on in our rugby community in Aotearoa.
Any other projects on the go? I know this one's just launched and we are in strange times in terms of getting work up. But what's your next project, huh?
I'm involved with a bunch of projects, as you kind of need to be to make ends meet in this game. So I'm part of a Māori collective of filmmakers and television professionals down in Rotorua called Steambox Films. So we've got a feature film set in the Land Wars in development. We've got a potential project coming up with TVNZ. We've got a possible co-production with Greenstone Television on a TV series set in kind of gangland happening down our way. That's for TVNZ as well. And I'm also, sorry if I'm rabbiting on here, but the other one is I'm involved with the Ngāpō Whenua project, which is an anthology feature film involving four teams from Aotearoa, four from Australia, which is a response to colonial impact in our communities.
We'll be talking again then, Tim, with all that on the go. Thank you so much.
Awesome,
Head High starts tonight on TV3.